I did not hang up on you. It kicked us
out
of the conference.
I was just calling back to apologize, by the way. I said, all right, look, I won't cuss. I'll stay calm. My apologies, Nadine. You didn't need that. You didn't deserve it. It's just I didn't expect I'd be spending this kind of time.
I know.
Right,
well, I didn't think so either because I have an appointment with my husband's doctor, but it's okay.
No, it's not. I mean, then we're
no, it's all right. I have a job. Listen, I have a job. I got to take care of you. So I've already sent the notes. I need to schedule. They told me to schedule an appointment right now. I'm looking at the calendar. Let me see. What time works for you tomorrow?
Like 11 or 12, or if you guys are at lunch, you can make it at 1.
I could do 11. I could do 11.
Right.
The sooner the better.
Okay.
Hold on 1 second here.
But if talking to them doesn't do other than me just saying, look, between now and tomorrow, are you able to take my website and do something better with it using all my stuff? No. All right. Well, then we don't need to talk tomorrow because that's all we're going to say is I'm going to go, look, I don't know how I want my website to look. I don't want it to look like the one you guys produce.
I want them to confirm with you that you want your pictures, your content, the wording, everything. Just you want all of that added to our website that you specifically, okay, want more color in it. So I'm letting them know that. But I want them to talk to you so that way you can also tell them that. Because if they just go off of my notes, right, and then you're like, that's not what I wanted. I didn't tell Nadine, like, no, this way it's not just coming from me being in the, what do you call it? I'm not going to be the middleman. I want the specific person that's going to help you with this talk on the phone with you. Okay. So that's why I wanted to set up the appointment. Let me do this. I'm going to send you a calendar invite for it. And again, because I want you to be taken care of. You know what I mean? Like, I get it. I've notated the pictures are not, you know what I mean? I understand that. But again, Kevin, if they just look at my notes and you're like, just let them run with the notes I told you, and there's something that's off, you know what I mean? You're going to be pissed. Am I right?
No, I don't mind spending the time talking tomorrow, I really don't. I'm just saying that I don't know what else I could really say beyond what I'm saying. It's like, look, I don't design websites. I like mine more than yours aesthetically. But I know mine has to work more like yours does, situationally in the way things work today.
Right. Well,
so,
I mean, it's the day and age that we're in. Trust me, there's a lot of things that I don't like either, you know, but things are changing. Like, I don't like the fact that I go to Walmart and I do self-checkout, but they want to check out my receipt. Well, but you're having me self-checkout, but yet you want to look at my receipt to make sure that I, like, you know what I mean? That makes no sense. Why don't you put more checkers, quit taking jobs away, you know? But it's our day and age, right? I go to Denny's. I have a robot bringing my food. Well, what happened to the waitress that took the order? You know what I mean? If that's the case, like,
you're like, you know what,
you know what I mean? But that's me.
You just became me, and I'm listening to me through you going, this is not even pertinent, but I get how you can go off on a tangent and talk about something that doesn't seem to make sense to anybody else, because I get what you're saying completely. But I'm going, how does this have to do with what we're talking about?
Saying it's the day and age that we're in. Things change, and a lot of us don't like change. I'm one of those.
No. I don't have a problem. I'm 100% behind the change that my website needs to be more functional. It just can't be this drab and have all kinds of stuff. I don't know what the hell you guys are talking about on it.
I got it. And, you know, and it'll be helpful for them because, you know, you're going to tell her, like, listen, I want more realistic photos. Like, here's an example, or look for something like this. You know what I mean? We're here to help you. We're not here to make you look crappy.
Oh, I get it.
I get it.
I mean, trust me, this hopefully becomes a long-term, more financially beneficial to both of us okay? Because I know at just $1.99, it's not a big deal to you guys. But, you know, like I said,
that's not even that. It's not even that.
Water, you know,
it's not even that. You know what? I'm going to be honest with you, and I told you this. The $199 is the basic package. Now, just because you chose the basic package doesn't mean we're going to give you less service than someone who's spending thousands of dollars with us. We don't work like that. But we make it clear to you that the guy that's investing thousands of dollars might have better results than you because he's investing more because he's got more products, right? But just because you're paying $199, that doesn't mean that we're going to treat you less or not pay attention to what your concerns are because you only paid $199. You know what
if
I mean?
You
we're not
only
like that.
Knew,
other companies,
only,
well, Kevin, those are other companies,
knew,
not us.
If you only
you know?
Knew how much I wish hundreds of thousands of dollars later after several decades that I talked to you from the beginning, maybe everything in my life would be different business-wise.
Yeah.
I don't know. I really don't know because everybody else that is in your business has done nothing but F me so hard it's unbelievable. And I'm not the kind of guy that accepts getting F with easy. I'll find you if I have to if I felt I got F bad enough. I tell people, look, man, I'll just take my frickin' frequent flyer miles, and I'll see you in Miami in 3 days, and you won't even know I'm coming. But that thousands of dollars I just blew with you guys, pal, look, you better get this right, or you're going to have me visit you. And that's why I need people that I know are within legitimate reach. I'm not making any kind of threats at all. The last thing I would ever do is show up at anybody's business, make threats, and need police calls on me. No. But if I had to, I don't mind walking in the door and going, look, I got to speak to the manager or supervisor. Let's sit down and discuss this. And to me, sometimes it's easier in person and people know that, you know, this is a local person. We're all local, yada, yada, yada. We got to deal with this right. Too many people, you know, I'm dealing with Nova Scotia, Philippines, you know, South America, somebody on the East Coast, you know, and it just, whatever. I guess you would have just had to have had lived my experiences with you guys. Because the one thing is for certain. Since the first year websites have been available and search engines have been available, I've been playing that game. And I've been nothing but one of the biggest losers possible when it comes to that particular game. I feel like a gambler who knows he's going to lose, but he just can't help but stay there at the table and blow his money. In my case, I go in believing I can and will win, and I'm just severely disappointed all the time. That's why my website is just sat there, because I three different times I went into full campaign mode and had everything redesigned and nothing ever happened. You guys are the fourth time. They tend to be decades apart. Because after you spend 1 or 2 years of trying everything and spending all the money and you're going, nothing? Really? Nothing? Not even an estimate call? Nothing? Nothing? Wow.
Yeah.
How does that happen? You could be the last page in the yellow pages and still get a call. How do you do everything I've done on the internet and get nothing? And I wouldn't keep emphasizing that unless it was so true that it still stupefies me.
Yeah.
I didn't even have calls to be an asshole on. So I know it wasn't my personality, and trust me,
when I'm spending money with people, I'm way more comfortable sounding like an asshole than I am when people are spending money like me. The last thing you'll realize is that I'm capable of being an asshole until you make me prove to you, oh, so you want me to be an asshole? After everything I've done for you, you now want to bring out the bad Kevin instead of the guy that's been doing everything he's been doing for you the last week or two or three, the good Kevin. You know, I'm in a business where you have to drop everything, go run to someone's home. You don't even know them. You're cleaning up their feces everywhere. You're even willing to deal with their hoodlum insurance company. And now later you wind up having to fight for your money. And then people get the money and then they want to keep it. And you have to literally remind people, excuse me, but what part don't you remember that I'm articulate? Nothing against any race, creed, or nationality, because half my family is Latino. The other half is also minorities. I'm all mixed up, but I look like just a white guy. Most of my customers are Hispanic. But when you keep my money, and you understand what I've done for you, and you understand that I'm very capable of speaking, talking, understanding, taking in information, so I'm kind of articulate, maybe too verbal. What part of everything I did for you makes you think that I'm some dumb Jose that came into your house? That you get to steal my money after I cleaned up all your shit. So I actually got to pay to experience these kinds of things. Once I get the pleasure of finally getting to a house, I still have to deal with what are the people going to do to me next.
Yeah.
So it's an interesting business because you learn you can't trust nobody. You'd be blown away at who is willing to rip you off and steal from you. And often it's the last person your spidey senses would tell you it would be. I've had more old people who all you did was look out for them and try to make sure that anybody that got involved understood. You're purposely trying to make sure everyone knows because you're talking to, do you have any friends? Do you have any relatives? Do you have an accountant? Do you have a lawyer? Who can I talk to besides you, Mrs. Smith, so that everyone knows that I'm not here trying to take advantage of an old person who's
yeah.
under a lot of stress and duress.
I get it.
With their flooded house, so.
Yeah.
Anyway, I don't mean to be bouncing here.
It's
yeah,
okay.
It's a tough industry, and what makes it tougher is, you know, trying to get the jobs, and you got to believe in all kinds of other people first. And, you know, that's one thing. I got to spend money and believe other people are going to do what they say they're going to do. Because one thing's for certain, I will stop in the middle of a meal, kiss my wife or friends goodbye, and say, sorry, but I got to go suck up shit. Can you box my stuff up and maybe bring it home? I'll see you later. And I will always do the job that I'm supposed to do, expected to do, and hopefully get paid for doing.
Yeah.
But I'm blown away at how it never necessarily goes the other way. I pay all kinds of professionals for things and have to sit there and go, this is not done. This is not done right. You didn't do this? This is what you came up with? This is what I get? You know, it's funny you mentioned Walmart. If you just realized the little episode I had with them, you would go, wow, Kevin, your life does get interesting, doesn't it? All over a little Walmart incident, you know, trying to return something, turns out to be, I don't know if you know anybody in the military or in law enforcement, but
I do.
Have you ever? Okay. They use a term. It starts off with the word cluster. Then the next word is the F word.
Mm-hmm.
Where things turn into a cluster F word.
Mm-hmm.
Put those two together. That means a total screw up. A total, how did this happen kind of scenario. What the hell went wrong? It's called a cluster F. If you say it as an adult, the full words with both. A cluster F. You know what I'm saying, right?
Yeah.
Okay. A simple thing with Walmart turned into a cluster F. And often I'm trying to do very simple things relying on other experts because one of my questions represents my point. I was going to ask you on my first page of my website, the old one, can you see that?
I can.
You see that certificate that
yep.
says BBB?
Yep.
Okay, I got about 12 of those. I win them every year. They should send them to me every year, but I want to be able to put up the years that I do have to show my customer service award. I go years and years and years without any complaints or without any bad reports. And that's the easiest place to complain. And it's more serious than Yelp. So if I was as bad as I can sound sometimes and wasn't doing an excellent job in this kind of business and industry in this state, you'd probably see all kinds of complaints with me on the BBB. Instead, one of my questions was going to be, would there be a way to where I could display the 6-7 years of certificates like that I have been presented?
There might be. I would address that in the interview tomorrow with the website. Ask them, can we implement my certificates of the BBB? Because I don't think that'd be a bad thing. I think that'd be good.
Just
you
like got to
hold an
A-plus
rating. You know, I'm very familiar with BBB. If you even have a complaint, you got to respond to it. You know what I mean? And some people are still like, oh, people pay for that. No, they don't. If you don't rectify the issue on the BBB, trust me, they're not going to give you an A-plus rating. I've seen some people with a D-minus. I'm like, oh, Lord.
I will tell you this. Their ad campaign is probably the least effective. So they even screwed me. I joke, there ought to be a BBB that you can call the BBB on because they're so full of shit, it's unbelievable. They're as bad as Angie, but the consumer doesn't know that. So the consumer thinks the BBB is the place you find legitimacy or ethics or expertise. And it should be, and it is a place where all that's available. But their inner workings, forget it.
Yeah.
And their advertising efforts, horrible. I got talked into an advertising campaign with them. You're going to be featured in our book. Yada, 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 yada. We spent all this money. The book is months late. It finally comes out. It's going to be laying next to still existing Yellow Pages at the time. And the book comes out, and on the cover of the book that's supposed to have all these different important business listings and things about these businesses in various, you know, categories, it's a Pomeranian dog on the cover. Now, Pomeranians are cute little dogs. I've had friends and an aunt who had a Pomeranian once, but I don't associate that with any kind of professional important services other than maybe a dog groomer or veterinarian. Okay, but if you're not thinking dog groomer or veterinarian, again, what's the purpose of having a Pomeranian on the front of the BBB Yellow Page book that you're asking us all the Yellow Page, you know, to advertise in? And it was because it was the local owner's dog. And I go, okay, great. So now I can look at your information and see that you got two Pomeranians. Again, why is a picture of your Pomeranian on this important publication? Because it doesn't tell us anything about the publication. And if anything, it minimizes the seriousness or the importance or the authority of the BBB by your looking at a book with just a Pomeranian on the front of it. Doesn't tell you anything. Why a Pomeranian? Maybe that's why the ad campaign was so horrible, because no one ever looked at the book or took it serious. As soon as I saw it, I was like, are you serious? This is what I paid for, to be in a book with a Pomeranian on it? I'm not trying to knock the breed or dog owners. I love everything about animals, but that's not what I was expecting for a BBB representation.
Yeah. Crazy.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right, Kevin. Well, I got to head out. Tomorrow they'll be calling you.
I don't want you to ever be afraid if I'm calling. Usually,
I'm not.
You've got my main complaint, so there's no reason for me to sound or act like a heavy anymore, or do I want to anyway? Because it really isn't my thing. I just get so frustrated.
I get it.
Like I said, I'm coming into this with, I'm literally, you guys are like my fourth bad marriage, and I've been a beaten wife the whole time. And now I'm willing to try again. And it's like, whoa, you just kicked me in the schwants and pulled my bra strap so hard it hurt me. So you kicked me in my package, and then you treated me like I'm a little B.I.T. All right? It's like, what is this website about?
Okay, well, tomorrow is going to be addressed. Okay. So give us an opportunity to address it and to fix it. So tomorrow they'll be calling you.
We don't live in hurricane region. If you're ever dealing with guys in this industry, in this area, you probably don't need to have yard cleanup debris in there. Because
okay.
I don't think anyone gets called to clean up people's palm fronds. Or there are trees that fell in this business. We may deal, again, we're with inside the property usually. Yeah. So I don't want to push.
Okay.
You got my point. All right,
Kevin. Have a good evening.
All right. You have an o'clock tomorrow, Nadine?
Yes, sir.
You take care. I hope everything goes well with your husband, whatever the situation is. And thank you for your patience with me.
I appreciate it. You're welcome.
All right.
Bye.
Bye.